Hello, I'm Dominic Jessica for Spot 127. Today we will be discussing the lives of professional gamers, a new craze sweeping the nation where people can make an income off of just playing video games. In 2002, Major League Gaming was introduced to the world. In 2006, MLG became the first televised video game gaming league in the United States. As of 2015, the highly competitive game League of Legends brought together over 14 million viewers in the World Championship Finals. How did the world of pro gaming get so popular? I am joined here today by my co-host,
Carlos Garcia,
and my guest,
Wesley Alexander Stubbs,
and
Ramiro Valencia,
to talk about the world of gaming and esports. Let's dive right into it, shall we? How much do you guys know about pro gaming?
Well, I personally used to play League of Legends. Like you said, League of Legends is a really popular sport, but as of now, I don't really keep up much with the sport. It just used to be a hobby that I used to do when I was younger.
Well, I believe the only thing I know about pro gaming is really that when I was young, that's something I thrived to be. I'm sure it probably was something a lot of kids strive to be, but I don't really know any athletes that are into pro gaming now.
For myself, I consider myself like more of like a casual gamer and not so much of a striving to be a professional or and get sponsors like and compete. Just not good enough for that.
So, how does pro gaming affect the players and others socially?
Well, I don't really know many pro or professional gamers personally, but from what I know, it seems like a lot of professional gamers really like to seclude themselves to hanging out with the same group of people. You see a lot of pro gamers just hanging out with other pro gamers and going to events and going to championships and going to just events with other gamers. So it seems as if what I notice is that other players, professional gamers, socially, it seems like they only hang out with their group of people.
Well, something that I know about pro gamers is that they tend to be socially awkward, and it's understandable because their life basically revolves around gaming, and they're just looking at a virtual screen instead of having an actual job. Not that it's not a real job, but instead of being face-to-face contact, they're looking at a TV screen the whole time.
Well, one thing that I know about pro gamers is that they're used to having a virtual connection to other players they face and to their team. And sometimes, like, after a while, it could get, like, so you know your team better over a microphone than in person. So if when they get used to that, it allows them to, you know, be coherent in their game.
Do you think people should be paid so much for simply playing video games?
I think it's pretty crazy that somebody can get paid so much just to play a video game, but in all reality, it's just like any other athlete. Like, they perfect their work, they perfect what they're doing, and if they're good at it, any person should be getting paid for what they're good at. And right now, I guess the market is looking at younger gaming athletes who are good at certain games, and if a person is that good at a game where they can get paid so much, then I think it's in the justice of them.
Well, I agree with that. As our society gets more technology-based, something that really entertains people is video games. And, you know, we can just evolve with the culture, I guess. And people getting paid for playing video games isn't really a problem, at least how I see it.
So on the topic of professional gamers getting paid so much to play video games, how do they make their income and how much do they make?
Well, I don't really know how much they make, but I know how they get their income through sponsorships, most like just like most professional athletes, besides contract with the team.
I also know that a lot of people get paid through YouTube because they have subscribers and they bring a kind of crowd into YouTube and they just pay them through that. And also, since it's like that, I know they have a lot of different salaries due to, you know, the amount of subscribers people have. So there's not really a key point salary that people make for pro gaming.
Yeah, and it's kind of always undisclosed what a gamer makes. It's kind of like this taboo thing to be able to say how much they make, because nobody really wants to discreetly say what their income is. But you could always know that it's usually a high income, and it's pretty interesting to see how much they can get paid because of what they do.
In fact, the highest subscribed YouTuber, his name is PewDiePie. He was paid $3 million in 2013 for playing video games on his YouTube channel.
Well, moving on, how do you guys think that the world of esports got so popular?
Like I was saying, since our technology just advanced and that became the new thing that kids do nowadays, we grew up with it. And I know my little brother plays, and it's because he grew up with it, so he's been playing ever since he was little.
I think it's like a cultural thing, you know? Like kids nowadays, like, they see all this violence and all that on TV, and you can't do that, like, in real life. So they need, like, a way to, like, experience that stuff. Like, personally, like, they're in control of their own character, and it's a good outlet for, like, all that experience, because it allows you to have, like, all, like, those experiences without actually affecting the real world.
All right, and what do you guys think about professional gamers gaining so much popularity?
Well, I personally wouldn't be able to talk about that because I don't pay attention to pro gamers. It's not that I don't like them, but it's not something I'm interested about. So I wouldn't really know how popular they are in the society nowadays.
So, because pro gaming has gotten so popular, not just through the professional gamers, but also just through society, really, where it's more accessible to see people like this, they've been able to gain popularity on all forms of social media, YouTube, Facebook, everything really, just because they're able to get their word out there, and it's something that anybody can do. There's no special training that you need to go through, and anybody can do it as long as you work hard enough. You don't have to be physically able. You just need to be able to play. What do you think about professional gamers often getting paid as much as professional athletes?
Well, if as long as like they're doing what they like or they love doing, just like professional athletes, like sometimes we undermine what they're all about because they're doing something that's easy for them. But like in really like if they love doing it and we love watching it, so if we pay for that experience, then they're gonna collect that money. So it's all about the viewer.
Yeah, I don't believe there's a problem with them getting paid as much as athletes, because it is, in a sense, their own sport. So there's not really a problem whether or not they make the same amount or different amounts as pro athletes, as in physical sports.
As we're on the topic, what do you believe are the similarities and differences in both the athletes and the games when it comes to esports and normal sports?
I think one big similarity is that they're difficult. I've played both games and actual sports like football and basketball, and both are challenging sports, regardless if it's actually in a physical sense or on a virtual screen.
I mean, yeah, I couldn't have said it any better myself. It's almost like that's the biggest similarity right there. They dedicate themselves to doing one single thing, and after a while, after a lot of hard dedication, then they become professionals at what they're doing. And so if they're doing it for so long and they become these professionals, and they all have the same certain skill level, regardless of whether it may be football or it be playing a video game.
Going off what Romero said, I think games and sports are both easy to learn but hard to master, and that's like something that should be taken into account.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so our final question for today: what do you think about the stigma about professional gamers?
I think that there's a stigma with professional gamers that most of them like are introverts, and they don't really like socializing, but they socialize in like their own way, and also that they're lazy because they get paid for basically sitting down on their butts and, you know, playing a game for however long a day. And like, most people work hard at what they do, and they put that against all those professional gamers.
Well, it looks like our time is up. Thank you for joining us today. Special thanks to my co-host Carlos Garcia and our guests Ramiro Valencia and Wesley Stubbs. See you guys next time.